Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, El Martinez.
Welcome to the show. I had a wonderful time chatting with Nick Loper about starting side hustles. If you haven't caught the show yet, go ahead and listen now. Yep. Just go ahead and pause this. I can wait. Hey, thanks for coming back. So when I was preparing for the show and interviewing, brainstorming, researching, all that stuff, I was focusing on couples who were just starting and looking to build up their income. Today, I want to address a different question. Some of you may already have made the career change and you're working from home, either part-time or full-time. And some of you may also have the additional responsibility of raising kids. I'm in the same boat, so I know how difficult and rewarding it can be. And while we can't do it all, we can be more productive at work and enjoy the time we have with our children. I did an article for Entrepreneur recently, and I reached out to several parents who work and run their businesses from home while raising their kids to see if they had advice about what worked for them. And even though they're in different fields, talk to an author, financial planner, a baker, and video personalities, there were a few ideas that kept coming up. So if you're looking to get more done with the time you do have, here's what they had to offer. The first step is design your schedule to minimize distractions. I know how hard it can be, especially when you are running a business and when you have little kids, to have something that's consistent. But every business owner I spoke to emphasized how important it is. You can miss appointments and very likely double book when you're managing both your professional obligations and your family. So find something that works for you. If you're a tech person, put everything on your phone so you can visually see what you have to do each day and each week. If you're more of a pen and paper person, have that up on the wall so you can constantly check and make sure that you're staying on task. The second step is lightening your load and sharing it. It can either be because of budget or your own desire to have more control over things that you want to do everything yourself. Don't do that. If you're able to delegate and outsource certain tasks, it will not only relieve stress from you, but you can see that it will build your business. For example, Liz Pierce, owner of the Gluten-Free Galley, saw that her business was growing way too much for her to handle by herself, so she hired and trained her husband to assist. So he does some of the deliveries and some of the baking. And because of this, they're able to deliver to more stores and offer new products. Jeff Rose, creator of Good Financial Sense and CEO of Alliance Wealth Management, found that hiring virtual and office assistants gave him time to focus on what mattered most with growing his business. The third step is all about creating systems. You know, as a business owner, there are deadlines with your clients and when you have to produce things. And sometimes it's weekly, it might be daily, monthly, whatever it is. You have to get it done by that time. But when you have kids, especially little ones around the house, it can seem almost impossible. That's why it's so important to have systems in place. Liz Pierce found that getting documents up on recipes, routines, and operating essentials and sharing it with her husband got him up to speed faster. He didn't have to wait for her to make a decision. He already knew what needed to get done. And Jeff touted how the Pomodoro technique was critical to his success. He would work only on one task at a time for about 25 minutes and then take a break. You might feel that that's just a little bit of time, but if you do this throughout the day and you have a system in place, you can meet those deadlines and still have time for the kids. The fourth step might seem counterintuitive, but it's take time away from the kids. Just because you're working from home doesn't mean that you have to do everything there. Yes, and you do want to spend time with your kids, but you being there distracted with work or focused on work while they're around isn't really being engaged with either activity. They're not enjoying the time, you're not enjoying the time, and you're not really giving your all for the business. So sometimes you're going to have to hire a sitter, maybe put them in daycare part-time, or have friends and family come over just even for a couple hours so you can take care of the necessary business operations. Believe me, you'll be in a much better mood and your kids would appreciate having you focus on them. And the last step is learning to roll with the punches. Things won't always go as we plan or want them to, but that's okay. After taking a break, look back and see if there's any way you can improve your system, schedules, whatever you need to make it work the next time the situation comes up. Working from home can be overwhelming sometimes, but it's a great opportunity. I hope these tips help you to be more productive and give you some more time with your little ones. If you want to find out more, please check out my article on Entrepreneur. It's a fun read and there are a ton more tips on there. Next week on the podcast, we'll have a show about parenting. Sometimes I look at the ads out there and they can be ridiculous. It's either this expectation that parents have to be superhuman and know what to say and do all the time, or there's the other extreme where parents are completely overwhelmed, have no plan, and they need help right now. I'm neither of those, and I believe you're the same too. We are trying to take care of our kids, but also enjoy this time we have with them. So Simi, or Mrs. Money Mustache, as she's known to some, will be on the podcast discussing how she and her husband have designed their lifestyle to savor this time with their son. Even if you're not a parent, this is a very cool episode, I promise. So please join us. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Until next time, take care.